Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Yana Georgieva. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
We're recording this interview as you are the head of sales of Bankside Films, attending the festival. Obviously, for the listeners who are not familiar with the festival itself, there's a great and growing industry section called Cairo Industry Days. There's lots of great activities, so I've been recording interviews with guests from the industry side of things. And so, Yana, it's great to have you here, but before we get started in talking about your activities here and what you've been doing and your role and your work, would you mind maybe telling our listeners what Bankside Films is, just a brief introduction of it?
Of course. So Bankside Films is an international sales agent. What we does now, because the market is changing, instead of just representing the film from the beginning, you know, like we try to jump on a very early stage, so we do develop our own projects as well, but we also jump on a very early stage and get the scripts, help with the finance, help with the cast, and after, you know, the film is ready, we will do representation on the film festivals, and then it's international sales, so we go to markets, meet distributors, and present the film around the world.
And you specifically, as the head of sales, what is your role within this, within Bankside Films?
So my role as a head of sales, so we are a small team between the acquisition and the sales, so we all have to read scripts. My particular, of course, as a head of sales, is to be on the sales side. So once we have a script, if the acquisition, you know, like the script, then we all have to read. If we do like and we think we can represent and we can sell this film, knowing the market in different countries, I need to run the numbers and understand how much and where, how we can sell it, you know, in the different territories. And this is like a knowledge, of course, with the years that, you know, like, you know, different genres work in different areas more than others. So then, you know, like as a, again, head of sales, you go on the markets and you're responsible for making those numbers work. Because most of the times it's part of the budget, you know, like there is an MG that we have to put up front, or it's just a pre-sale that we have to go and pre-sale in order to make the finance work.
And how attuned are you to the different waves of filmmaking, the different trends of filmmaking? Are they important within your line of work?
Yeah, it is. Like, we are trying, of course, you know, like, in, I think every year there is, like, some trend, you know, like, that something is, so we then there's, like, a wave of, let's say, genre films right now. So almost every script we read is a genre piece, you know, like, right. Or, like, let's say, a year ago, there's a lot of musicals, you know, because of La La Land, or, like, you know, like, there's just, like, this kind of a... So now I think the horror genre piece is elevated genre. It's one of the things that, like, really... And not being a genre fan myself, I kind of start learning how to love them, and, you know, I found them interesting as well to read, because it's completely different than the drama and the thriller that we used to have more than now. So, yeah, so I think we have to, because this is what it sell.
Yeah.
I think genre films are selling quite well right now. Of course, we always miss comedies. This is something very difficult. You know, like, it's very difficult to achieve. But, yeah, we have to, whatever it's trendy, then we have to kind of go with this in order to make sales.
Well, you introduced one of my pet themes of the interviews that I do with in the people from the industry is the lack of comedies and at film festivals, and so you brought that up, so that's something that you think about sometimes as well. Have you do you have a perhaps an idea of why it might be that we don't see as many comedies around?
Yeah, I think it's quite easy to actually, because, you know, like, comedy translate different in each language. And, of course, the American comedies, you know, like, quite famous, you know, like, and it's just the script, like, just the script is very difficult in order to make it universal, to work, you know, like, in each country and be funny in each country. When you translate, it's very difficult. And we tried, to be honest, almost every year we try to get something with, like, a comedy element. And most of the time it doesn't work. We still didn't have, like, something that, you know, like, well, might be funny in England, but might not be funny in other places. So that's why it's very difficult. For example, me being a foreigner, in UK company. It's a, you know, like it's a very interesting the prospect when I read something that it's, you know, like very British in a way. I'm not sure as well, so I have to check with my colleagues.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm not sure this is funny. It's not for me, you know, like, but might be. Or sometimes when it's funny, then I have to check again with them. It's like, guys, you think this is funny? You know, because it's just comedy. I think you can be lost in translation most of the time.
Interesting. But you have that multicultural approach, though. I mean, you said you're a foreigner working for a UK company, but you told me before the interview that you live in Dubai.
Yeah, so I think I do because I lived in Italy and then 10 years in UK, and now I'm working from Dubai, between Dubai and London. Also, right now, you know, the actual team is quite colorful with different backgrounds, different nationalities. Yeah. And I think as a team works amazingly well right now because we do have people from different countries in the team. And I think each one of us has a different background and reacts different on scripts. Mm. And it's a very nice conversation, you know, because we have once a week, we have this script meeting where we all discuss what we read and what do we feel, how do we feel about it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to see how I will react on something and someone else will react differently. And this is how we take the decisions.
So in other words, it's important to have different voices contributing to any given conversation or debate about films.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. So it is important to have that diversity.
Yeah, also like on the cast-wise, you know, like on everything, because the way I grown up, it's completely different than someone else. And that's why, you know, like the decisions are... I think we have quite a unique lineup. And, you know, like we do films only when we really fall in love with them. It's not, we're not going to jump on something that we just in order to have it. It's a very unique approach, I think, that we have. And we have a little bit of everything on our lineup. There's no framing or anything, you know, like it's just that we have to really like the script.
Well, I've just noticed that we've been talking for for almost all the time that we have left. But, of course, I should ask you what about your activities here in Cairo. What have you been doing these past few days?
Yeah, so I was invited, which was amazing. So it's my first time in Cairo and Egypt ever. I was invited for these industry days, which is quite interesting. I think last time I was in the region was in Dubai Film Festival a few years ago, where I met talents from the region, and I felt like it was really interesting. And being here was amazing. So for 2 days, we had those pitching sessions where they present their projects in either in development or when they have footage or like when it's in production.
Mm.
And then yesterday, half day, and today as well, we had one-to-one meetings. So with the projects that you select and you feel that there is something there. And obviously for us, you know, most of them are in foreign language as well. But we're kind of open now, and I felt that there's like some really, really talented directors actually around. So quite happy about being here, because I think I found a few projects that I really want to follow up, and some of them have footage, some of them I need to read scripts, but we, as a company, we love to get involved on a very early stage. Because we believe that knowing the market and knowing the sales, I think it's very important working with directors and writers on a very early stage, because most of the times we find that, you know, there's a really cool concept, really cool idea, but doesn't really translate at the end as a product.
Mm.
It's more like, oh, I had this idea and I want to have it, but we really need to sell it after.
Sure.
And it's very important that we work in a lot of different countries, and that's where we think we should come early and work with them earlier, give them notes, and sometimes it works really well.
You're guiding them. So
exactly, yeah. And it's not about, we don't attach anything that is creative, you know, like whatever is creative, we want to have them, but like it's just about some little twist here and there in order to make it work.
Well, Jana, it was fascinating talking with you. It sounds like you're having a very positive and productive time here in Cairo, and thank you for enlightening us on some of the aspects of your line of work and the wonderful world of film sales and Bankside Films. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.